As Jesus passed on, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. In Jesus' time, there were two groups of people, the just, who practiced the law, and sinners, who did not or could not. But there was also another meaning to this about righteousness, as over against those who were sinners and begged for God's mercy, the self-righteous. Here, Jesus speaks not of the truly righteous, those who are humble before Almighty God, but the self-righteous, among the scribes and Pharisees, who do not approve of his mercy, compassion, and generosity. Jesus tells us quite openly that part of his mission is to do mercy and to call sinners. He seeks out and calls and invites sinners to himself. He looks for those who are in great need and know and confess this. These words are another proof that Jesus is not acting on his own initiative, but doing the Father's will. It is as if he were saying, "The reason I have come into the world is to call sinners." He comes as the promised Redeemer of the world. Hence, he needs sinners to redeem. Go and learn the meaning of the words, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." Only Matthew gives this scripture quotation from Hosea to explain that Jesus is not arbitrarily breaking God's law, but is rather doing precisely what God demanded through his prophets, such as Hosea and Isaiah, of showing mercy, because true worship of God must show itself in compassionate mercy, in care for the weak and fallen, in kindness and love. I think that one can be righteous to a certain extent before God, yet still realize one is a sinner. As humans, we live in time and space, and we're never all completely there, never have arrived at holiness. You may be holy one day, today, and then tomorrow we're just as bad as we always were. Or we can be good this morning, but by the evening we've fallen from charity. Unfortunately, I have had this very real experience. Just last week, I went to confession in the morning, and then in the afternoon, I was harsh and angry to a sister who was suffering a great deal interiorly. During this year of mercy, let us seek out the Lord and beg for his merciful love to heal our hearts, so that we may be truly righteous and share his love and mercy with our fellow sinners.